This specific program, how long would it take, Neil, for someone to begin to feel a difference once they're on it?
Oh, it can happen very rapidly. In fact, let me describe a case of a person who began this program. There was a man named Vance.
Vance, okay.
Washington, D.C. policeman for about 12 years. Vance's father was dead by age 30. Vance was 31 when he was diagnosed with diabetes, joined our study. He said, you know, I haven't been eating right. I've been eating a lot of chicken wings and barbecue and so forth. But he adopted a diet where there was no animal products at all. We set all the meat aside. So he'd get out of bed and have oatmeal with some sliced apples or cinnamon or something. And for lunch, he might have veggie chili or a bean burrito or split pea soup or something. And for dinner, you know, the rules were no animal products. So
mm-hmm.
spaghetti, he would top it with a tomato sauce, a lot of vegetables. So this isn't punishment. It's fairly easy. But he lost about 60 pounds over the course of a year. And when he came in, his diabetes was really out of control. His numbers were terrible. But they started descending. And after about a year's time, his blood sugar was under totally normal control. His doctor said, it's time to stop your medication. And if you can imagine what that feels like.
Yeah.
If you've had family members who have been assaulted by this disease and you've been told you've effectively tackled it. But I don't usually introduce this diet by saying, all right, you've got to go vegan tomorrow. That sounds like a huge change for people. They can do it tomorrow, but I usually break it into two steps. The first step is just don't change your diet yet. Just try different kinds of foods. So maybe you like oatmeal, maybe you don't. Have you ever had the veggie burger at the restaurant that you eat at? Give that a try. So the first step is just test out different recipes, different foods. And the recipes in Dr. Neil Barnard's program for reversing diabetes, well, they all suit fine, and a lot of people like to cook. And if that's you, well, test out these recipes and see which ones you like. But I would say another half of maybe my patients never cook. They have what I'd call the room service gene.
They
just really will not cook. So for them, okay, go to the store, check out the convenience products they have. They've got frozen bean enchiladas and whatever.
Everything's made for you, yeah.
Once you know which food you like, that's step one. Step two is take about 3 weeks and really put it to the test. Have every meal be a vegan meal, low in fat, because you've already picked out the ones you like. Just have them for 3 weeks. No long-term commitment. By the end of 3 weeks, you will have seen several things happen. First of all, you're starting to lose weight. Your cholesterol is starting to fall. Your energy level is improving. Your digestion is better. Your blood sugars are starting to come under better control. The other thing that happens, though, is your tastes change. You know people who switch from whole milk to skim milk?
Yeah.
At first, skim milk tastes...
it's like water.
It's watery. It doesn't even look right. After about 2 or 3 weeks, though, what happens? People adapt to it. In fact, if after about 2 or 3 weeks, if you go back and taste whole milk again, it's too thick.
It's like cow pus. I hate to say that.
Nobody.
But it tastes that way.
It's like drinking paint. Well, if you lighten your whole diet, at first it is too light. But after about a week or two, you adapt to it, and then go back and have a double bacon cheeseburger or some fried chicken, and you think, ugh, I can't believe I ever put that in my body.
What about seafood? I haven't heard you really mention that.
If a person really wants to lose weight, or if they want to reverse diabetes, it should really be set aside. And the reason for that, why are people picking salmon or other kinds of fish or shellfish for that matter? They're doing it because they imagine that the fat in it is healthier. They figure it's got omega-3s and that's got to be somehow good for me. Two things they're missing. First of all fats are mixtures. So fish fat, between 15 and 30% of it is plain old saturated fat, just like you'll get from chicken fat or beef fat. The other thing is that all fats are equally fattening. So beef fat, chicken fat, even oils are the densest source of calories. If a person is trying to lose weight and they are not getting the fats out of their diet, they are going to have trouble losing.
So I eat only olive oil in my salads and stuff. Is that okay?
Much better for your heart than beef fat or chicken fat, for that matter. The saturated fat content of olive oil is about 13%. So for beef, it's 50%. For chicken, it's 30%. For olive oil, down to 13%. That's better. Even so, if I've got a patient who's trying to lose weight, I encourage them to learn how to, you might either make or buy a non-fat salad dressing.
Mm-hmm.
You can cook without olive oil. Let's say you got one of these recipes for a pasta sauce or something like that. They always start out with saute your onions and garlic and a little bit of olive oil. You can saute them in vegetable broth. You can saute them in water, even wine if you want to. Very easy. Very simple. And it's a lighter taste, but no oil.
Well, you know, it is so important nowadays for people just to monitor what they eat. Just a little common sense could help them dramatically, couldn't it?
Well, it could, but people also need some information. And in fact, if you don't mind my mentioning this website again, we have two completely non-commercial websites. I mentioned one, PCRM.org. That's an organization we started 20 years ago, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, to give people free, good information about health issues and research issues. And at PCRM.org, you'll see plenty of nutrition information. You can join us. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. A second website we have is NutritionMD.org. I set this up first for doctors. Doctors, as you know, are not terribly well trained in nutrition.
Right.
Well, they need information.
And the latest technology or the latest thing. They're not up to speed on that.
Exactly. But they ought to know about diet. And so we have put on NutritionMD.org everything you need to know about the role of diet in everything from acne to varicose veins. And the person is thinking, what? There's a role for diet in varicose veins or acne? Sure there is. And we'll show you what it is. But also on NutritionMD, we have the same information for consumers in practical terms, and we have a diet makeover function that's wonderful. You go to it, a menu comes up, all healthy foods, you pick the ones you want, and when you've decided on what they are, it will give you complete nutrient analysis. It gives you all the recipes you need, plus it generates a shopping list. It's free. It's non-commercial. Doesn't cost you a thing. We don't spam you. It's just an information source designed for doctors, but people really, really love it. That's NutritionMD.org.
I am a huge believer in supplements, all kinds of supplements for certain things. How about you?
There's an important role for supplements, and there's starting at the simple end of the spectrum, I encourage everybody to start with a multiple vitamin, just a common daily multiple vitamin. The reason for that is on a vegan diet that I'm prescribing and that is hands down the healthiest approach. I mean, there's no cholesterol in it, no animal fat. Even so, you'll get plenty of protein on this diet, you'll get plenty of calcium, but you need a source of vitamin B12. And B12 is not made by animals or plants. It's made by bacteria. And meat has it because the bacteria in a cow's gut make B12.
Ah, okay.
But on a vegan diet, you're going to miss that probably. There are vegan sources like nutritional yeast and fortified cereals. But to be safe, take a multiple vitamin. Then some people will use other supplements as well. Vitamin C really is effective for reducing the risk of colds, particularly among certain people. Chromium and others are helpful for diabetes. I think there's a big role for supplements. But if you're taking supplements and you're not fixing up your diet, it's like putting some healthy additive into your gas tank for your car, but you're putting diesel in instead of unleaded.
Yeah. Or your car's not tuned up.
But you put in the fuel in your body that your body's designed for. Your body wants vegetables, fruits, beans, whole grains. It does not want meats and dairy products.